Wednesday night, Orla Beishvat. Chavis Haldodu, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, we're up to page Resh Mem Beis. Ofan HaShvi, the seventh thing that you should think about. He's going through things that people should have in mind and contemplate and think about. We went through the first six. We're up to number seven now, page Resh Mem Beis. Ofan HaShvi, Cheshbon HaAdam Im Nafsho. This is really... the seventh cheshbon is putting together really Shar HaBechina and Shar HaVodas Elokim. Meaning in the first few cheshbonos, if you remember, he talked about developing, thinking about the things that Hashem gives us and therefore developing a sense of gratitude. That translates into our Avodas Hashem, which is what Shar Avodas Elokim is all about. Now, in the Hakdama to Shar Avodas Elokim, he talks in general about how our Avodas Hashem should be based on gratitude, and really more than based, it should be an expression of gratitude. And everything we do, when we do the will of Hashem, should be done in the context of expressing thanks to Hashem. Not as something that we're compelled to do. It's really more deep than compelled. It's something that we do because it's the right thing to do. Just like it's the right thing to have a Karas HaTov, and it's the right thing to... When people feel gratitude, they want to pay back the object. If someone saves your life, so you want to do something for that person. Now, we can't do anything for Hashem. That's axiomatic. Hashem doesn't need anything. So what he develops in and throughout Shar Avodas Elokim, which obviously it's a long shar, it's a whole shar. Here it just, he takes a snapshot of it for the Ofan HaShvi. But in Shar Avodas Elokim, he in various ways, he says, really the only way we can thank Hashem, or we could pay Hashem back, if you want to call it that, is by showing we're avodim. There's nothing else. Hashem doesn't need anything. So the etzem, the kniya, he says, the kniya and the show, it's really at the end of Perek Gimel of Shar Avodas Elokim. He says, he'll keep the mitzvahs and he'll be an evet. He'll the Perek Hay, it's in the Perek Hay. He says, he even gives, as I say, he always gives examples from regular life. He says, imagine you had an Eved, and you gave him meals, and you put him through college, and you paid off his mortgage, and you bought him a house, and you set him up. So you would expect him to act a certain way to you with bittel. And to what? Maybe, maybe not. Children, children have the chiyuv kibbutz, an aim, but it's limited. Then they go on and they have their own lives. They become their own. They develop their own spheres of influence. He's talking about our relationship with Hashem as one of an eved, where you're always an eved, and you know Hashem is always giving us things. So there, he develops the idea that you would. And he has a whole list of things. And that's what he's saying here. We can learn a Bekitzer, I think. And maybe it's not even Bekitzer. It's less than that. In the Ofan HaShvi, Cheshbon Adam Im Nafsho B'Tanoi Ho'Avdus L'Hashem. In the way... So there he talked about you honor Hashem, you praise Him, and you feel a bittel towards Him. And you want to be His Eved, and you want to do what pleases Him. She'ikabal Alatzbo Chovos Ho'Avdus. Here he's talking... He's summing it up as a concept. The concept is that you're an Eved Hashem, and you want to do His will. And that's really, I mean, the idea of doing His will for the sake of doing His will, he develops in Shar Yichud HaMaisem. In Shar Avodas Elokim, he develops just the idea that's the Iker. The Iker is because you're expressing gratitude for Him giving you life, for Him making all your limbs work. for everything that goes right, and there's a billion things that go right for everything that we think is going wrong. So there's a billion things going right, so we're supposed to feel gratitude, and so we're bottled to him. That's how you feel when you feel gratitude, when someone's given you life, and you just, like Anochi Tolas V'loish, you just bottle. You say, tell me what to do. How can I thank you? What can I do for you? I owe my life to you. I owe everything to you. So you kabbal al adon. So the ikar is to show that Hashem's an adon. All the rituals we do are the bittul of showing that he's our adon, and we do his will. But there's a common denominator, right? He doesn't need any of the things we do. It's not like he needs them. That's the Chavis Aldolus' approach. There are other approaches to the specific mitzvahs, Moshe and the Tanya, that the mitzvahs are godliness themselves, and they are, you're being like Hashem as a hishtalshulus of ruchnius milamala, so milamato, it translates into something that's seemingly mundane and plain and this worldly, but really it has its roots in Olam HaSol Yonim. There's no stira, there's no contradiction. You know, they're both true. Each sefer discusses its philosophy of how it sees the world. They can both be true. They're different levels. On a more esoteric, spiritual, Kabbalistic level, we'll call it. So the Tanya is true, that the mitzvahs are ruchnius themselves. And the Chavis Halbonus is looking at it, you know, even if you're not holding there, he doesn't talk about it, but, you know, but Al Kaponim, this is what Hashem wants you to do, and we owe it to Hashem to do his will because of the gratitude that we've developed, because we've been thinking about numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can't think anything in a volume. You know, he gives you 30 things. They're a system. The 30 things are an entire life system. They're not like, okay, number 7, that doesn't really make sense, number 7. Well, maybe it doesn't if you're not thinking about if you never thought about numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, so maybe number 7 doesn't make that much sense. Like, why should I feel that way to Hashem? In a vacuum? I should be mevatel myself just in a vacuum because he's stronger than me, because he's more powerful than me. That's not a good reason to be mevatel myself to him. But if you thought about numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, then you're overwhelmed with gratitude, and you feel that bittul. So, that's what he says. And then you realize that all the Torah and mitzvahs are ways of calling him an adon, ways of serving him. The only way we have to serve him, he says this explicitly in Sharech Avodas Elokim, the only way we have really of serving Hashem is to act as avodim. The very fact that we feel as avodim, that's the service that he wants. He doesn't need that either, but that's what he wants from us, and that's how we bond with him. That's our relationship with him. If you want a list of ways in which we can express our bittul to Hashem, it can be found in Shara Avodas Elokim. I'm telling you primarily in Perek Hey. Ya'ayin Aleihem HaTalmid Yishom. So go there. But and then you have to make a cheshbon hanefesh if you're holding by any of those things. When's the last time you felt gratitude to Hashem? When's the last time you felt bittul to Hashem? When's the last time you were inspired to do something because of that sense of bittul? That's the cheshbon hanefesh you're supposed to think about. The yasa cheshbon nafsho al kach kasha yakir, when it hits home. Kasha yakir is retzivus tovus Hashem olav, the consistency, the constantness, the constant tovus that Hashem does for him, and the consistency of it. Bashgicho b'chol adorish lo. Hashem continual. Gives you whatever you need.
Continual.
What?
Continual.
Thank you. Continual and consistent. Hashem gives you whatever you need. You see, we don't think of Hashem too often. So we think, oh, it worked out. I caught the bus. I got the shul. Macharusa was there, there was a Gemara there, the lights were working, the air conditioner was working in the summer, it's nice, it's warm, there's coffee in the machine. Now, who thinks about Hashem when you're drinking a cup of coffee? But Hashem makes sure you have everything you need. The chomel olav, or you went to work, you have a job, you got there safely, nobody crashed into you. The chomel olav Hashem even helps things along. Sometimes you say, boy, how did that happen? I didn't even plan that. That's Hashem. The chonein also, and bestowing us with goodness. Umimale komashu zokok lomen amozon tomit. He gives you food. I had a nice lunch today. Rosh Chodesh, Asuda. So I benched. You know, you bench. You think, who made the wheat grow and who made them and they caught it and how the... How many thousands of people were involved so that I could eat a tuna fish sandwich? You need thousands of people. From the guy that grew the wheat to the guy that caught the tuna fish. You hope it's kosher. You hope it's tuna fish, not some other fish. Veina Ozol Anav Show, he doesn't leave you alone. You have to think these things. They're real. So Hashem takes care of us, carries us, if you will. He gets us through the day. It's no small thing. How many things did you have to figure out today to do? You had to figure out. We all had to figure out thousands of things today. Just every minute we're figuring something out. I'm figuring out now what word to use. Lanal Bohemus and Yonav, Hashem gets us through the day. So it's all Hashem, it's all constant, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's powering us, enabling us, giving us seichel. There's some people that, you know, Nebuch, either they don't have seichel or they're in Kfar Shaul. I don't know if Kfar Shaul still open. Kfar Shaul is where they send you if you're not normal. There's enough people there that you can feel thankful you're not there. They're not like people, oh, they really belong in a zoo, but I mean, they're regular people. That Nebuch, right? Things didn't work right with them, and so you say, well, right? So it's the first brach of Shmona Esrei. He's just echoing the first brach of Shmona Esrei. Ata choni lo da'as m'lamid le'enosh bina, choneinu mi'yitcha di'o bina v'haskeon. Baruch ato Hashem chonein ado'as. The first thing is you thank Hashem that you're normal, you can figure some things out. To whatever degree you're intelligent, you can extrapolate, you can remember, you could learn from mistakes, you could do things, figure out things. Hashem gives you ideas. How am I going to work around this problem? And okay, he goes on in this way. This is a very long point, but this is what he wants you to do, to think about. This is like a mini Shara Avodas Elokim number 7. Okay, we'll stop there.